Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody, another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. We're thrilled that you're with us. If you're listening on 95.9, I know you're in the Palm Beaches, and if you're driving home, be careful, either on 95 or the Turnpike. Of course, if you're on 106.9, you're on the Treasure Coast, and today was a Chamber of Commerce Day. Of course, if you're neither and you're listening to us on iHeartRadio, wherever you are, we are as excited that you're here as if you were next door, so thank you. You know, we all want to remain in our house as we age. I mean, the statistics are staggering. They're overwhelming. We don't want to go to a home, right? I wrote an entire chapter in my book about that. In fact, it opens my book. My mother-in-law wouldn't let me get the word assisted or independent living out of my mouth before she, I'm not going to a home. So we all want to stay there, but sometimes staying in our home can be a challenge. My guest tonight is an expert on keeping people in their homes. Dan Lagani is here, and he is CEO and co-founder of Silver Solutions, a firm designed to help us age in place and to offer us solutions when staying at home and doing nothing is no longer a possibility. More with Dan in a minute, but first a couple of things. Some kudos to the organizers of the Brain Bowl last week. It was an amazing event. It really was. I don't know. There were 500 or 600 of my nearest and dearest, but it supported Alzheimer's for specific organizations. One of the things that was most impressive is that there was a presentation by two young gentlemen who were taking care or helping take care of their grandmother. The impact of caregiving on today's youth in America is staggering, and that was kind of eye opening for me. So I want to give my congratulations to the organizers. I know Pam Polani is but one. She's the one that most people know. I want to give special thanks to her. For those of you interested in a five-week workshop on Alzheimer's disease, I'm going to be conducting that at Ruth Rail's Jewish Family Services at the Weissman Center starting this Friday, every Friday for 5 weeks at 11 o'clock at the Weissman Center, Ruth Rail's, on Atlantic. If you're interested, there is no cost. It's free. I welcome you. Please do come to that. We have a couple of support groups this week. I always give you the support groups. For Parkinson's, if you are living with Parkinson's, know somebody is. If you have some interest in DBS, those who are not familiar with it don't know what that is, but DBS is deep brain stimulation. There is a workshop on that, or a Parkinson's support group, Wednesday at 3:30 at that same Weissman Center in Del Rey. And of course, the first Thursday of every month, I run a support group at Pacifica Senior Living in Green Acres. That's at 2 o'clock on Thursday. That is also free. We encourage you to come if you are living with a family member struggling with Alzheimer's disease. Come talk to others who are going through just what you're going through, and maybe we can help you cope a little bit better. But let me get to my guest, because that's the reason you tune in. Dan Lagani is CEO and co-founder of Silver Solutions. That's an on-demand, safe living and home solutions company committed to making growing older easier and less stressful. They have offices in New York, Chicago, and South Florida, and they work with families across America to create a more friendly, senior-friendly home. They help support downsizing and relocation to assisted living communities, if that's the option that's best for you. And they help ready family homes for sale after a move or the loss of a parent. Dan has a varied and a wide-ranging history. He was publisher of Better Homes and Gardens. While there, he indulged his passion for family and home improvement. As president of Reader's Digest North America, he became focused on healthcare and worked with Humana to create a new line of seniors insurance. And as president of Fairchild, which owns Condé Nast, Glam Media, and Diply, he experienced that transformative power of digital and social media firsthand. He is an honors graduate of the State University of New York at Oneonta, where he received a BS in Communications and Art. He currently serves on the board of SUNY College at Oneonta Foundation and is a two-term advancement committee chair. He's also a member of YPO and WPO's Big Apple chapter, past board member of U Beauty, founded by Dr. Oz, and the Madison Square Boys and Girls Clubs of New York, a longtime dog rescue advocate. And, of course, as we all are, he's a proud father of two adult children and two grandchildren. Welcome to the show, Dan. How are you?
I'm terrific, Scott. Thanks for having
me. You know, this is a bigger problem than people give it credit for, right? And it is expansive. It covers a lot. So why don't we kind of start at the beginning? Let's define the problem and how you and Silver Solutions are attempting to solve it.
Well, you know, ultimately, it all connects back into the overall issue of we have a country that's getting older, right? Today, you have roughly 50 million adults over the age of 65. And the staggering detail there is over the next 10 years, it'll become 75 million people. So we've got a market that is increasing in dramatic fashion and also happens to be living longer, 85 plus. The demographic of adults over 85 is the fastest growing segment of the population in America. So you've got a market that's expanding and you have people with less time and frankly, not a lot of skill and experience in dealing with what comes physically, not only with their own physical needs, because you've had many guests that speak to the issue. You have a very sort of extensive and deep background yourself in dealing with the individual. What we bring to bear at Silver Solutions is the work around how do you ensure that the environment stays appropriate and relevant and equally matched to what the physical capabilities are of the individual. So there is no doubt that, unfortunately, most people find out after something bad happens. So the problem is not only growing in terms of the number of people who are going to face the challenge, but what we're trying to do at Silver Solutions is move it from being a reactive solution to a proactive solution that you put in place.
You know, it's fascinating. And yes, you know, you're absolutely right. I've had a lot of guests talk about it. I talk about it. It's what I do for a living, too. I go into people's homes. I see all of the struggles that we have. It is different when it happens to you. And I'm going to relate the story about that because it is happening to me now. But I think that we have Laura Olivares, who is the co-founder and Dan's partner. She's the president of Silver Solutions, and she's calling in. I think she's in New York.
she's on her way back to New York.
She's on her way back to New York from where? Maybe the Super Bowl. Who knows? Anyway, I believe she's on the phone. Laura, are you there? Laura, are you there? Laura's not there. Okay. Laura, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Let me just tell everybody who you are first. So Laura is co-founder and president of Silver Solutions. She's Dan's partner. She's not here in the studio with Dan, but she's a professional organizer by training. Her life changed forever after the tragic premature death of her brother, Anthony. Facing the dissolution of Anthony's apartment alone, being thousands of miles away, she became inspired to create Nothing Forgotten, a company whose mission was to ensure that no one would have to go through that process alone. Shortly after that launch, Nothing Forgotten became exclusively focused on serving older adults and families, resulting in helping thousands of families in New York, Chicago, Florida, and California. So today, with Dan at Silver Solutions, she's thrilled to be expanding her promise to make the aging process simpler and less stressful for the families across America. So welcome, Laura. I'm glad you had the opportunity to call on. I know you're I know you're in transition or transit somewhere. So say hello to Dan. He's here. And welcome for joining us.
Thank you so much, Scott. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on. And you said so much, Scott. I'm not sure what else I can say.
So, well, actually, Dan and I were talking about defining the 30,000-foot level of the problem that Silver Solutions is trying to resolve. But it's also not just Silver Solutions. It's really part of the silver tsunami, all right? We have this unbelievable desire to age in place, and people living in environments that don't necessarily support that. So maybe you want to chime in on that from the 30,000-foot level, and then we'll take it from there.
Sure, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I'm so proud of in regards to Silver Solutions is that we are solving some of the issues. Ironically enough, one of the things that we did today is we actually met with an older adult couple who brought us in because their son, who lives out of state, is feeling a little overwhelmed and a little unsure. Dad had a heart attack about a year ago, and the son, who lives far enough away, rightfully has concerns about the safety of his parents. And I thought it was actually it was wonderful because the older adults, honestly, they feel fine and safe in their home. And then as we walked through the home, they realized that there actually are trip and fall hazards, things they hadn't considered. And this gentleman's mom realized that she was actually taking on the bulk of the responsibilities to ensure that her husband stays safe. So without her even realizing it, she's putting herself at risk. So even in the most smallest ways, folks are trying to navigate through these uncharted waters, and I'm super proud that Silver Solutions is there to provide the support for the adult children as well as the older adults in need.
So you and I haven't met, Dan, of course, and I have met a couple of times, but I'm living that dream right at the moment. I'm literally living that dream. So I'm relating to this conversation differently today than I would have as little as 2 weeks ago. My wife, most of my listeners know my wife's name is Irene. We're doing the show for about 8.5 years. She never misses a show. But she had a knee replacement a couple of weeks ago. And she is in at home, and we've had a caregiver. But now I've assumed the role of caregiver, which is a role foreign to me, to say the least.
Right.
I have a place where you can find sympathy, but it isn't with me. Anyway, she was struggling. Well, she's not struggling. She's walking. She's walking with a walker. We went out on our porch, and there are 3 steps to get down. And, I'm in pretty good shape. I'm not in great shape, but I am 70 years old. That all of a sudden looked like a fairly substantial challenge. Also, she was in the shower. I was helping her stand by in the shower. She was in the shower, and I was going to help her. She was sitting on the bench in the shower. I was going to help her get up. And she pulled me more in than I was able to pull her up. So these are kind of things that affect people that they don't even realize that they need help in that regard, right? Mobility is a big issue, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm not going to say this, Scott, to you to put fear in you, but it's a lot of what most of our couples aren't taking into consideration. So here you are. I'm going to use the shower as an example. I think it's wonderful that you're there to support her and help her. But if you aren't physically trained to know how to help her, you could hurt both of you. You could both be hurt in that scenario. She can slip. She can bring you down, which you probably felt. You can tweak your back, and all of a sudden she's dealing with her knee replacement, and you're dealing with your back issues. And now we've got you both. Now we've got you both out for the count. And then what happens? So again, a lot of these things can be prevented. Some of it is support and care in the home, but some of it is also something as simple as specific grab bars, adding non-slip to the shower, non-slip stickies to the shower, making sure that the rug or the mat that's being stepped out into is secured to the floor versus something that could slip, and just these minor things can prevent what could what could be dangerous to both of you and hopefully, you know, not get as far as it being a tragedy.
I joke often that people call Florida the Sunshine State. I refer to it as the state of denial. How do we best get the message across, not only that the need is greater than one is willing to understand or accept or recognize, but that there are solutions out there as well?
I think a lot of what we're trying to do now is educate the adult children who, you know, some of them are a little bit in denial themselves. They figure, you know, if I haven't heard from mom and dad about any issues, then all is fine. And the reality is that's not the case. So how can we educate the adult children to be proactive, how to have some of the difficult conversations with mom or dad, while still empowering mom or dad to make some of these decisions? Example, the husband and wife that I just met with earlier today, is they were doing the assessment because their son brought it up, but I give the son credit for being able to broach the subject. I'll be honest, I'm impressed that his son was willing to have that conversation with his mom and his dad, because most of the time we're dealing with the daughters. So I think a lot of it is education. I think a lot of it is knowing how to have the conversation with mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, aunt, or uncle, and allowing them to be a part of the process. Not taking the decisions away from them, but really allowing them to pick and choose what's important to them, and educating them as well. You know, I think our old school mentality is, as a husband and wife, you're going to take it on and you're going to be that caregiver. And I think the reality is, as we are aging longer and trying to age in place, that we really are going to need some help. It's really going to be swallowing our pride, educating ourselves, and bringing in a little bit of support. And I think that's really what's going to enable our older adults to age in place for as long as possible.
You know, Scott, I'm struck by the comment, though, about state of denial. And I remember this. It was one of the things that we used to laugh about in my family. I was fortunate to have all four grandparents through most of my, through most of my childhood and into my early adult life. At 95... my grandfather, who lived to 99, announced one year he was no longer going to come to Florida in the winter. And when we asked why, he said there was too many old people. And I thought, you know, if you're not old at 95, when does that set in? And it was really clear that nobody likes to view themselves as old. It doesn't matter what the number is, but certainly there are very different physical changes. And that's what we address in the home. So Laura talked a little bit earlier about if you are not trained. You can train individuals, but we like to also think about our company as providing something that isn't otherwise there, which is a thoughtful view of how do we make certain this environment has the right physical changes in place for a 70-year-old, an 80-year-old, a 90-year-old that frankly didn't need those things several years earlier. I'm 56, and I'm already seeing getting into a car that's low to the ground. I find myself shimmying down the seat. And, you know, my son saw me do it a couple of months ago and found it to be the most hilarious thing in the world. It was a little embarrassing, but that's the reality for all of us. Certain mobility is, or lack thereof, is a huge issue.
Laura, you can't see me laughing, but the reason I'm laughing is I'm in the market for a new car, and I'm no longer going to buy a sedan because now I want to buy an SUV, you know, or a truck so that I can get in and out of it. And my son-in-law, as Dan is talking about his son, my son-in-law is hysterical because I used to drive a lot of very low-slung convertibles, and I can't. I mean, I could do it, but I'm not going to do it anymore because I can get in, but I can't get out. It's funny. You know, I know, Laura, you have to run, and so I won't keep you longer. But I do think, you know, that one of the things that's important for us to get across tonight in this show is that allowing yourself to get help isn't the end of your independence. It is precisely the opposite. It's the beginning of the restoration of your independence. And frankly, from a home modification perspective, that is one of the things that you and Dan do, those are one of the things that are most suited to helping people live their best life possible. It really is. So I know that you jumped on in transit, and I appreciate that, and I'm thrilled to meet you, even if only on the phone. I hope I get to meet you in person if you get down this way, and I wish you all the best of luck, and Dan promises that he'll do as good a job the rest of the show as you would have
done. I'm not so sure about that, but I'll do my best.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt. I have all the faith in the world in you, Dan. Scott, thank you so much for having me on. I do look forward to meeting you in person. I've heard only wonderful things about you.
Yeah, well, I have a good PR agent.
All right.
Thank you, and travel well.
Safe travels, Laura.
Thank you.
So if you just tuned in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. I'm here tonight with Dan Lagani, and, of course, I was with Laura Olivares for a few minutes. They are the co-founders of Silva Solutions. That's a firm that provides solutions, in-home solutions, and others. And we're going to talk about all of those things as the night unfolds, as the show unfolds. If you have questions for Dan or for me, it's easy. You just have to call us at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
You might know that one out of four adults over 65 fall and end up in the emergency room each year. What hits even closer to home is that one in 10 adults over 65 fall every hour of every day in Palm Beach County. Hi, I'm Dan Lagani, the CEO and co-founder of Silver Solutions, the on-demand safe living and home solutions company. At Silver Solutions, our mission is to help make your future look different. For over a decade, we've been working with families like yours to eliminate home safety risks so that you or mom can safely age in place. And when it's time to downsize or ready a family home for sale after a loss, Silver Solutions specialists will also help and do the work for you. To find out more, call now to schedule a free home assessment at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online now at silversolutions.com. Silver Solutions, we make growing older safer and easier for the whole family.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight talking about safety and security in your home with Dan Ligani, who is the co-founder and CEO of Silver Solutions. You may just have heard his commercial. It is so important for us to understand, as I said in the previous segment, that getting help or helping ourselves isn't the end of our independence. It actually protects our independence. It restores our independence. It allows us to do things that otherwise we would no longer be able to do. In the last segment, Dan and his partner were speaking about, just as a shower, for example. But there are kind of lots of things, Dan, that are kind of early warning signs or things that we should be looking at if you're going to do an assessment. And I don't know, maybe you can talk about your assessment process.
Yeah, absolutely. We do a free home assessment for people. And when we go in, we actually will do a very comprehensive review of the house. By the time it's done, you know, our internal operation sort of manual has up to 60 different items that we're looking for in a home. But for the purposes of simplifying it for what we're talking about today, people can really look at the home and whether or not it's right for the person that's living in it in one of two ways. You can look at it by room and you can go through and do by room, or you can go through and look at it really by issue or impediment type, right?
Right.
And we tend to do both, but I'll focus on right now a couple of the really obvious things that whether you use us or whether you use someone else, that anybody that has any concerns about, is the environment that I'm living in still appropriate for me at my age? I think you need to check into the following things. And one of the first ones, it seems so obvious, but it is so profound, and it is a big part of what we deal with on an ongoing basis, is clutter. The things that over time, in a past life, I worked in the publishing industry, and you mentioned at the outset, I was the publisher of Better Homes and Gardens. My mom had several stacks of Better Homes and Gardens magazines because my name was in it. But, you know, the thing would build up, and yet the reality is things in the house that seem innocuous in abundance now become trip and fall hazards.
Right.
So decluttering, as simple as it seems, it's like anything else. If you don't deal with it on an ongoing basis, eventually it builds up and it becomes a problem. So in the most extreme cases, and you've probably seen it professionally as well, very often, and it's a sign of depression and other issues that are manifesting themselves in an older adult, clutter to its extreme becomes hoarding. And we have many times a month where we're dealing with hoarded environments that really become unlivable. So in the minor form, decluttering is one of the most fundamental things that people can do in order to live in a safe environment.
You know, it's interesting as you talk about that. I think about the example you were giving in the first segment tonight about dealing with a son who was concerned about his parents' safety in their home. And I think that's an important consideration in this conversation, is that this is not just acknowledging for yourself that you have a problem. But if you're going into somebody's home, even as a friend, as a neighbor, as a child, you know, here in Florida, particularly around the holidays, we get all the kids come down over Christmas or Easter or Passover or Rosh Hashanah or whatever. They come on down, and it kind of like stares you in the face if you just open your eyes and look around and say, wow, this is not really, something's going on here. Am I right? I mean, this is, can understand it. And I think it was really important for you to say is there's both your own understanding of the physical limitations of whatever is going on, or there's the assistive side of it. You can look at it from both perspectives. I know that when we come back, I want to talk about technology, how technology is playing a role. I want to talk about some specifics, but I also want to talk about family dynamic. I want to talk about some of the other things that you do, because you don't just put grab bars in people's showers, although that is also a very important thing that you do. This is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We're here every Monday night. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. Frankly, tonight, no bigger issue than the thing we're talking about tonight. But we're here every Monday. We talk about those issues. I'm going to tell you about upcoming shows later. We're on 95.9 in the Palm Beaches, 106.9 in the Treasure Coast. We're thrilled that you're with us. If you're a regular, we're glad that you're still coming back. If you're new, I'm glad that you found us. My name is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. And if you have questions for Dan or for me, you can call us, 877-960-9960, 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it. And we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Here tonight with Dan Lagani. Dan is the CEO and co-founder of a firm called Silver Solutions. They do a lot of home modification to keep people safe and secure in their home. We've talked a little bit about that tonight. The problem is enormous. People are in denial. They really are. They need help. I myself am living with it specifically at the moment because my wife had her knee replaced. But if you have a chronic disease, you can start to become more isolated if you don't have the ability to get out and to see your friends, et cetera. And Dan and his firm have solutions for that. Some of those solutions are fairly simple. Things like grab bars and better lighting and raised toilet seats and things like that. And we can talk about those. But Dan, I want to talk about technology. Is technology a plus or a minus or both in this space these days?
Yeah, I think the clear answer is a definite both. Right. And the reason why is the technology itself is actually extraordinary. Even the monitoring and the Apple Watches. I have a very dear friend who I worked with for many years. When he fell last year and broke his ankle, literally it was the watch that notified 911. So I don't think you could argue that there is anything other than good news out of that kind of device. But the flip side is, and again, my mom is, I won't give her age away, but she's over 80.
I'm guessing she's listening.
She's a wonderfully active and aware person. But I think about the dynamic in our family of, you help mom buy the iPhone, you need to help mom figure out how to use the iPhone. And it's, no, you got her the computer, you need to do it. So the notion of making technology simple even when it's effective, is the other part of it. And that's why I say it's both, because the technological advancements are profound. They help greatly, whether it's a personal device or things that make the home smarter so that you can monitor remotely. But it is also something that needs to be dealt with, that some of the older population that we work with are not necessarily technophiles. They don't love technology. They're intimidated by technology. So you have to approach it in a holistic way, which is very much fundamental to what we do, which is a simple, single solution that we project manage the entirety of it. But technology, I'm a massive proponent, but you need to understand the population that you're working with when you use it.
I think that we couldn't agree more on this subject. I mean, the fact that you can doesn't mean that you should, all right? But technology can be. You can have, there are lighting solutions today that are amazing. There are things that you can do to take things at top shelves and bring it down more succinctly. You know, I used to joke that my mother loved her step stool more than she loved my father.
Yeah.
And she got the step stool in the divorce, so I was right. Now,
we would put the step stool on our list of things that you need to remove from the house.
Exactly.
Right? Fall risks are a massive issue.
But my thing is, like, stay out of them. And, and Best Buy is going to create a whole elder tech department in their stores soon. And I know the analysts like to think that that will be one of Best Buy's biggest growth areas. The other thing that's really important is that, you talked about clutter and decluttering, which is important, and we're talking about specifics. Getting rid of stuff is a real issue for people, isn't it, right?
It's a massive issue.
Right.
And it is something that actually cuts across all of the services that we provide, because we start with, really, we kind of look at our business as age 65 to end of life. We want to make the opportunity for someone to stay in their home as long as they want a reality. So that's the safe living part of what we do. But it's progressive. So when the time comes that someone can't physically stay in their current environment and they need to simply go from two levels to one level, or they need to move into some form of continuous care or assisted living, we do the relocation and the recreation of home in a different space. And as you mentioned at the outset, we also do dissolution. So getting a home ready for the next person after someone's moved or a loved one has passed on. But in every one of those cases, the idea of sorting through and identifying these are the things that go, these are the things that stay, these are the things that get distributed to a family member, these are the things that can be sold or donated, is a really important part of the process. And you can't give it short shrift, because invariably you wind up throwing out something that has great value, or either financially in terms of sentimental value. And yet the flip side is it takes a lot of time. So it's a big, big issue.
And they're not dissimilar from the conversation you mentioned about your grandfather, who was 94 and didn't want to come down here because everybody was old. We have this visualization of who we are still as young men or young women, right, as we were 40, 50 years ago. We have an emotional attachment to that, to what we were. We also have this incredible emotional attachment to our possessions. So on the one hand, you have the years and years and years of Better Homes and Gardens. On the other hand, you have this emotional attachment to, you mentioned it during the break about the Hummel. I always joke about that Hummel I bought in Italy in 1975 on that trip. It means everything to me, and how did I get rid of it? So all of this is connected, right? I mean, there's the emotional attachment, the physical attachment, and the denial of what's actually happening to us and what we need to continue to move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're all connected, right? You can't, I don't think you can successfully decouple the individual from the environment. I do think you need different service providers to take care of the physical person and their medical needs and their socialization needs. And you need people that can help with the environment and the surroundings. But, the idea that somehow the 300 Christmas ornaments that you've collected over 50 years of trips, that they're going to have monetary value is one of the great fallacies that we come across, right? Because everybody that has collected anything or anybody that has spent money on anything in their home immediately thinks, and it's probably from shows like Antiques Roadshow, that it's the next great thing. And sometimes it is, which is the reason you need to go through it in a thoughtful way. But very often it's not, actually.
Right. And we're going to talk about how you go about valuing, and we'll talk about that as soon as we come back. We're also going to talk about the role of family in this conversation. And we're going to move on to how do you prepare for real estate and how do you decide when it's time to decide? Because that's just as important. Being stubborn is okay. Being stubborn in the face of safety and security is not. And we're going to talk about that as well. Yes, this is Scott Greenberg. You are listening to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. As I said before, we're here every Monday night between 6 and 7. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. We're talking tonight with Dan Lagani. Dan is the CEO and co-founder of Silver Solutions. Earlier tonight, his partner, Laura Olivares, was here. She's also co-founder and president of Silver Solutions. They have locations in Chicago and in New York and, of course, here. So we're talking about staying at home safely and some of the things that you can do to keep yourself in your home for as long as possible. If you have questions for Dan or for me, you can call us 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
You might know that one out of four adults over 65 fall and end up in the emergency room each year. What hits even closer to home is that one in 10 adults over 65 fall every hour of every day in Palm Beach County. Hi, I'm Dan Lagani, the CEO and co-founder of Silver Solutions, the on-demand safe living and home solutions company. At Silver Solutions, our mission is to help make your future look different. For over a decade, we've been working with families like yours to eliminate home safety risks so that you or mom can safely age in place. And when it's time to downsize or ready a family home for sale after a loss, Silver Solutions specialists will also help and do the work for you. To find out more, call now to schedule a free home assessment at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online now at silversolutions.com. Silver Solutions, we make growing older safer and easier for the whole family.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm here tonight with Dan Lagani. Dan is the CEO and co-founder of Silva Solutions, a firm designed to helping find solutions for us as we age to keep us in our home longer and safer, or to downsize if we need to. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in the remaining time that we have. We were talking a little bit before the break about valuation, and I was relaying a story to Dan during the break about my wife's fur coat. She has a fur coat that's insured for many, many, many thousands of dollars because that's what it cost at the time when we lived in New York. Clearly, you know, even on the coldest day down here, we don't have a lot of use for fur coats. So we were thinking of selling it. And I happened to bump into somebody who was in the business of used furs. And when he told me that the valuation in the secondary market for me was $200 to $300, it was all that I could do but fall out of my chair. And that is the point, Dan. We often do not appreciate the value of the possessions that we have because we ascribe to it either more value than it is worth because of what we paid for it. And it's more than that. We think it may be valuable, not monetarily. It may be valuable to our kids. And that's not true either, is it?
Yeah. There are certainly things, and we go through a process when we're working with someone that needs to declutter an environment, or that is relocating, or where we're helping a family member to ready a home for sale. A thorough review of everything that's in the home. And they break down into a couple of categories. There's things that are distributed to family members because they're sentimental value, right? There are things that in some cases do actually have. We were in a home just recently down in southern Palm Beach County where someone was relocating. They had a collection of very real original artwork. Their new location wasn't going to be able to accommodate all of it. So there's a case in point where there was true value, and you bring in an outside individual to value it, and there's a specialty resource that we can go to for things like that. But more often than not, the thing that happens is the collectibles, the figurines, the Wedgwood china, as we were talking about a little bit earlier, or the worst of all is on something as general as furniture. It doesn't matter if you spent $15,000 on that living room collection 2 years ago. Much like the old adage with a car, once you drive it off the lot, once you bring it into your home, it's not new, and it's certainly not special and collectible in that sense. So that's probably one of the harder conversations that we have, and we don't make our money off the sale of things, so that's not our business. So we provide genuine and accurate feedback for people, but the alternatives are, if it's not right for a family member, think about a charity to donate it to.
Right.
Think about, because in many respects, to really underscore the point about the fact that a lot of the things don't have value, the charities don't even want to come to pick things up.
That's amazing.
And
they really don't. Very hard to get rid
of stuff. It's a 2-year-old leather sofa, and the charity's point of view is, if you can get it here, we'll take it, but we can't send someone out to get it.
It's amazing.
And that really does make the point. Homes are filled with things that hopefully they have sentimental value. And in some extraordinary cases, they have monetary value. But more often than not, it's something that the older adult or family member is left to figure out, what am I going to do with 4 rooms of stuff that have accumulated over the last 30 or 40 years?
So I want to talk about how family plays in this conversation. But how do people reach you? Because clearly you know what you're doing, and people need to find out more about how they can talk to you.
So you can reach us simply 2 ways. The phone number that is always up and running and manned with a real person is 1-877-AGE-SAFE, AGE-SAFE. Or you can reach us online on our website, which is silversolutions.com.
That's great. And I'm going to give that again. If you missed it, so get a pencil. Okay. I promise you before the end of the night, we're going to give you that again. But carrying on the conversation about valuing our possessions and being realistic about its current valuations, family dynamics plays a role in that and in this entire conversation, right? What is the role of family in all of this conversation?
Well, you know, it's an interesting reality. And again, like many that work with older adults like yourself, you have a similar scenario, which is, and when people will say, "Oh, who is your customer? Is it the older adult? Or is it the adult child?" And the answer is it's both. So the family dynamic very quickly becomes profound. And you really see it among siblings. And we said something at the outset, I think, that kind of goes into the notion of the family dynamic, because generally we wind up, unfortunately, dealing with families in moments of stress.
Right.
In our ideal world, right, we're not a reactive solution. We are going into somebody's home, like Laura, my co-founder, was talking about earlier today, where the son asked that we just did a safety assessment. In that case, frankly, it was a home that was in very good shape, and there was a few minor suggestions that we could make, but it wasn't something that's profound. But too often, someone falls, right? One out of four adults fall every year over the age of 65 and wind up in the emergency room. And I had done the math in Palm Beach County. That means 10 people every hour, every day, fall over the age of 65. And the family dynamic in an emotionally charged moment like that is profound. And you start to see things that emerge, that's the brothers and the sisters that almost go back to high school, right? Mom liked you better, as we were talking about, you know, a bit before we came
Mom
on the air.
Mom always loved me more.
And, you know, the sibling that thinks all you want to do is throw money at it. And the one that thinks that it's not about money, it's about time. It really is part of the value, truthfully, of a third party, whether it's in the space that I work in, the space that you work in. The independent assessment helps diffuse some of the family issues. So the dynamic among the family members is real, and especially when you're talking about possessions, right? Who's going to get what? Sometimes it's unfortunate, but it gets to be something that is, again, stirring the pot from 20, 30, 40 years ago.
If you just tuned in, you missed a great last hour or so with my guest, Dan Lagani. Dan is the CEO and co-founder of Silver Solutions, and he just gave a very impassioned and passionate explanation of what is involved in helping us make decisions about how best to live the best life possible as we go forward. The good news is, if you did tune in late, you're not out of luck, because we podcast. Yes, we do. We will be up and running on OMG I'm Getting tomorrow around noontime. We will podcast OMG I'm Getting. Of course, if you're not a podcaster, and many of my listeners are not, we also put it up on the web, on my website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Comfort Care, comfortcare, as hard as you want to put a T in there, don't do it. You will not find us. palmbeach.comfortcare.com, and find the radio link, and this show and all the others that we've done will be there. It doesn't matter where you are. If you're a regular listener but you happen to be traveling, iHeartRadio travels anywhere that you are, and all you have to do is search True Oldies FLA, and we will be there on iHeartRadio every Monday at 6 o'clock. And, of course, we simulcast on the web, either locally, nationally, or, frankly, around the world at TrueOldiesFLA.com. Next week, we're going to be talking to Eric Borden from the Lustgarten Foundation. Lustgarten Foundation serves the needs of those who have been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and their family. The truth is, I knew Mark Lustgarten. I knew him before he was diagnosed and he passed away. So I know what this can do and what it has done and what the genesis of the Lustgarten Foundation is. Eric Borden runs their local chapter, and he himself is a survivor of pancreatic cancer. So there's a lot to talk about, because we are making great progress. In 2 weeks, I'm going to be talking to Connie Porcaro. Connie is an amazing woman at FAU, and we're going to be talking about swallowing. And to be honest, I wasn't really sure how big an issue that was, but I talked to her today in preparation for the show, and it's going to be a fascinating show. It's really fascinating. And as I myself am coming down with some swallowing problems, it couldn't be more timely. So I'm really looking forward to seeing and speaking with Connie Porcaro from FAU, Dr. Connie Porcaro from FAU. And it's going to be a terrific show. In the few minutes I have left with my guest, Dan Lagani. Dan, from a macro level, right, what do you advise about how we look at this subject? Because this subject is all-encompassing. We can't cover it in an hour. Stuff we wanted to talk about, we're not going to get to.
Yeah, absolutely not. So I would tell you three things that if I could do anything today to move forward on making the problem easier, I would say these three things. One, plan in advance. It is an age-old thing that we all tend to put off the stuff that we don't want to do. But in the case of the areas that we work in, some of it is also people just don't even know that there are going to be issues that they're facing
right.
until they're right in the middle of it. So I would say, number one, plan in advance. Number two, get outside help. Even if it's just an informed friend that's gone through it or an outside company like mine that can help you do it, but don't try and do it alone. My dad was a contractor when I was a kid, and I would remark every once in a while that it's fascinating that people bring us in to do this stuff. It's actually not that hard, so I thought. But like everything else, it's not that hard the first four or five times. And you don't have four or five parents, so don't practice on your parents. Get help from someone that's done it before. And number three, don't, in the process of cleaning out and clearing out, don't just throw things out wholesale. There is very often stuff that is going to be disposed of and very often stuff that's going to be donated. But look for those things that are going to help you capture the memory that you want to continue to bring forward for the loved ones in your life. And sometimes you find things like we did in a job that we did earlier in 2019, where we found stuffed in literally different boxes in the home, $220,000 of cash. So you can find it. So I would encourage you to plan in advance and deal with it proactively. Get help and don't just do a wholesale dump. Make certain that you're honoring the process and the individual that's a loved and important person in your life. And you don't look back and say, geez, I shouldn't have just thrown everything in the garage out without looking through it. So
that's amazing advice. So if people want that advice one-on-one and they want to hear it from you personally, how do they reach you?
They can reach us by calling 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's AGESAFE. Or visiting us on our website at silversolutions.com.
Give the phone number one more time.
1-877-AGE-SAFE.
You know, you are truly a terrific guest. You have so much information. There's so much more I wanted to talk to you about. We didn't even begin to touch on your real estate preparation business. We didn't even talk about the difference between want and needs. We didn't drill down on how you make the decision whether to stay or leave. I mean, because that's a tough decision and one that is never easy for anybody. So with that said, I hope someday I can talk you into coming back and we'll do it again because you really have a whole lot of unbelievable information.
It would be my pleasure. Thanks for having me. And
yeah.
Again, I said this to you, but I'll say it as we close. If you haven't read Scott's book, get Scott's book, because a lot of the things that we have as experience in our company is also smartly represented in your book as well.
Well, I can't thank you enough. And if you're listening, I did not pay him to do that, but I am forever grateful. Dan came to me from a mutual friend that we have in New York City, and I'm thrilled to have met Dan because there are very few people who are doing what he's doing, and those that are not nearly as expert as he is, which, of course, you've heard tonight. Yes, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We are here on 95.9 in the Palm Beaches, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast, every Monday at 6 o'clock, talking about issues that confront boomers and their parents. Next week, we're going to be talking about pancreatic cancer. In 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about swallowing. The one thing I would like to remind you is if you are or want to attend a 5-week workshop on Alzheimer's disease, myself and my son-in-law, Tino, many of you know him, we're going to be conducting a 5-week workshop at Ruth Rails in Delray at the Weissman Center. It begins this Friday, and it will be every Friday for 5 straight weeks at 11 o'clock. It's free. We encourage you to come. We look forward to your being there, and we will welcome you with open arms. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom every Monday night. I hope everybody has a great week. And we'll see you next Monday. Have a good night, all.